With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1950s, Arthur Haley was a salesman flying in a noisy airliner from Vancouver to his home in Toronto. Haley had been an RAF pilot and began to daydream, wondering if he could take the plane's controls if the pilots became incapacitated.
My wife Sheila met me in Toronto and I said, I've got an idea for a play, I'm going to write it. I wrote it, put it in the mail, and my life turned over.
The play, Flight Into Danger, became a major success, and Arthur Haley began to write for TV.
I wrote the last Studio One for CBS, which came out of New York. I got an Emmy nomination for that.
Arthur Haley turned that TV play into a novel, The Final Diagnosis, and has been writing bestseller fiction ever since. His latest novel, The Evening News, explores the world of TV network news, and his research took him around the world.
I went to Vienna, actually, with a U.S. network crew, just being with them for a few days while they were covering a major story.
In the evening news, Peruvian terrorists kidnapped the family of a top TV anchorman in an effort to blackmail the network into broadcasting their message. Haley's research even took him into the Peruvian jungles.
I try and get what I call the sound, the sight, the taste, the smell.
If the network and the various TV journalists in Haley's novel seem familiar, it's because they're composites. But Haley is not saying which networks he visited in his research.
I'm going to invoke my off-the-record promise to all the people I saw that I don't say which networks it was and I don't say whom I saw. And it's my stock-in-trade, something I'm very conscientious about.
Arthur Haley's behind-the-scenes page-turner about TV journalism, The Evening News, was published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Best-selling novelist Arthur Haley describes himself as a newsaholic with his own satellite dish at his home in the Bahamas. He's a little upset with CBS.
You people at CBS have created a little bit of a nuisance now because you're scrambling, and so I don't get it direct from the CBS satellite, but I can get it through Primetime 24, the CBS news we get comes through Chicago, so it's an hour later than I used to get it. Slightly inconvenient.
Haley misses not being able to see some behind-the-scenes material.
Used to be able to watch the anchor having some of his makeup applied or his hair combed, and occasionally there'd be the odd word get out onto the air that they didn't intend to.
Arthur Haley decided to tackle the subject of television network news for his most recent book, The Evening News.
When I started to plan a book about television news, I felt that terrorism logically would be an ingredient because it's so much in the news these days.
In the novel, Shining Path terrorists from Peru kidnap the family of a top TV anchor and spirit them off to South America. The network's leading correspondent sets up an investigative unit to track down the kidnappers. Readers who like such Arthur Haley novels as Airport and Hotel will enjoy The Evening News, published by Doubleday.
I'm a close follower of news, TV and radio, of course, but I still want to see the print press the next day to know more about what has happened.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.